Sound Live Sports Network's Steve Willips covering the Owesco for us. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Dick. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Cascade and Kamiak, you know, Cascade's a team that's been fantastic all year long. Did they not have a great game with Kamiak earlier on this season?
They've had a couple of great games with Kamiak. They actually split the regular season series, one of which was a game that Steve Dion covered, I think, 4 or 5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. A game where Isaiah Gotell hit a runner at the buzzer to give Cascade a two-point victory.
That's right.
Kamiak turned around a couple weeks later and returned the favor, beating them on their own court. So this was the rubber match, and this was a neutral site game, and this was the district championship game. Kind of unusual for us up here. Usually in the District 1 4A game, a team by the name of Jackson is in the championship game, having won it the last 5 years. But they were in the consolation bracket, so Cascade versus Kamiak. And I'll tell you what, it did not it lived up to all the expectations. And I can pretty much sum up the game with two words, and that's Drew Magaway. And we'll tell you a little bit about it first. It was a back-and-forth battle in the first half, both teams exchanging the lead. They go into halftime with a 36-35 game. Magaway has 18 points at that point. He's a 6'2" senior guard who actually transferred from Shorecrest, of all places, since you were just talking about them playing in that 2A game tomorrow night. So Magaway having a nice game for himself. They go into the third quarter. Kamiak takes some momentum. They build a 9-point lead with about 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Cascade comes back. Magaway scores the final 5 points of the quarter to make it a 4-point game. And then in the fourth quarter, it was all Drew Magaway as he ends up with 18 of the team's 24 points in the quarter, finishes with 45 for the game, 16 for 20 from the field.
Whoa.
He was 4 for 6 from the 3-point line, 9 for 10 from the free throw line. Kid was shooting outside. He was penetrating, stealing balls and taking it to the hole. Just doing a little bit of everything. And it was, I mean, if you haven't seen this kid play, it was sensational. It was the best performance I've seen all year in person. And to do it on a night like that in the district championship game, it was fun to watch. And Cascade, they get the 76-69 victory. They advance to the regionals, whereas we're in a district up there where there's two teams that go. If you lose the championship game, you still have to play the consolation winner. So Kamiak now has to regroup, turn around, and play Jackson on tomorrow at noon. And these are two teams that played 3 times in the regular season. Kamiak hadn't beaten Jackson in over 10 years. They've already beaten them 3 times this year so far, trying to go for the 4-game sweep tomorrow. And it's all or nothing tomorrow for both of those two teams. So that should be a lot of fun.
Well, that's tough. You know, Jackson played at 4:45 today, and whereas Kamiak played at 8 o'clock tonight, and they got to turn around and play an early afternoon game tomorrow. So
two games were actually both yesterday, so they did have today off.
Oh, okay,
so
gotcha.
It's 36 hours, so you're right. It is and I take that back. It's the 2 o'clock game. The girls' second-place game is at noon, so they've got a little bit more time, but not much. So they both have to regroup quickly. And obviously Jackson is used to being in the regionals, and Jackson's also playing without their big man, Colton Faddis, who hurt himself about 3 weeks ago now. So they're at a little bit of a disadvantage, but all season long, these three matchups have been outstanding. So for these two to be left standing at the end there for one spot, it's going to be a lot of fun. These two teams are both having huge seasons, and only one can go. It's going to be a fun game tomorrow. And on the girls' side, Snohomish ends up beating Lake Stevens 56-26 in their championship game. These are two teams that played a 2-point game just a few weeks ago, and Snohomish picks up their second consecutive district championship, so the Panthers looking good. And now Lake Stevens has to regroup, and they're playing Kamiak at noon tomorrow in the other game.
And then the boys 3A, it looks like we got a couple of good games coming up tomorrow, a championship game between Mount Lake Terrace. How about that? I got it right. Mount Lake Terrace and Edmonds Woodway.
I like it.
And Glacier Peak, the 7 seed, getting all the way to the 3rd-place loser-out game against Stanwood. They are peaking. Sorry for the pun. They are peaking at the right time.
I've done it myself once or twice, trust me. Yeah, no, those are going to be two great games. Mount Lake Terrace and Edmonds Woodway, they split during the regular season. You've got a Warriors team in Edmonds Woodway that loves to play offense. They're used to going above 80 points per game. A Mount Lake Terrace team that prides themselves on defense. Two great games during the regular season, so that should be a fun one to watch. Both are moving on to regionals. But you're right, the Stanwood Glacier Peak game, it's a rematch from a game back on February 12th, the first round of the playoffs, a game that went right down to the wire. Stanwood ends up losing to Glacier Peak that night, but it was, I think, tied with about 45 seconds to go. And now these two teams, who both played in the district championship game last year, one of them's going to go home early, is they're going to play in the third place game.
And then on the girls' side, somebody has to play Linwood, and unfortunately, that's Arlington.
And if you're Arlington, you might have a different opinion on that. Arlington's undefeated this year. They're very quietly having a nice year up here. I think so many people have been focused on that Royals team that they've almost forgotten about the Eagles, and this is an Arlington team that played in the 4A state championship game just 3 years ago.
That's right.
And, they're a team that's looking good. So I think they're both ranked number one and number three, I think, in the latest AP poll. So this could be a very good game. On paper, I've got to give the edge to Linwood, certainly. The more you watch them down the stretch, they just get stronger and stronger. But Arlington, they're going to come in there and they're going to fight. And they're kind of an undersized team. So if they start hitting threes and if they can get a few steals, they could make it a very interesting game. And then on the loser side, in the consolation bracket, you've got an Edmonds-Woodway team that actually had to have a play-in game just to make the tournament. They were actually the number 10 seed. They're going to play Shorewood for that final spot, and those two teams played each other just a few weeks ago, and that game went into overtime. So they're going to battle tomorrow for one final spot, and one of them's going home.
Great basketball this weekend for you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, Dick.
Steve Willits joining us up there in the Sound Live Sports Network Wesco region.